Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide through this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway roller coaster? All twists and turns fueled by fear and anxiety? You know that feeling, right? That gut-clenching unease, the racing heart, the constant what-if parade playing in your head. Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. We don't have to be prisoners of our anxieties. This isn't about ignoring or escaping them. It's about learning to manage them like a pro. So buckle up, because today we're diving into the world of fear and anxiety, figuring out how to navigate those tricky waters without letting them take the wheel. First off, let's get real for a sec. Fear and anxiety are totally normal human emotions. They've been keeping us safe since caveman times, warning us about lurking dangers, helping us avoid potential threats. But in today's world, sometimes our inner alarm system goes haywire, sounding the red alert even when there's no saber-toothed tiger in sight, right? Now, here are five key takeaways to help you manage those pesky feelings without going full ostrich and burying your head in the sand. 1. Acknowledge and accept. Don't try to pretend they don't exist, because that just makes them stronger. Acknowledge those feelings, fear, anxiety, whatever it is. Name it, claim it. Accepting that you're feeling this way is the first step towards taking control. It's like saying, "Hey, I see you there, anxiety, but I'm not going to let you run the show." 2. Challenge your thoughts. Fear and anxiety often thrive on negative thoughts, those what-if scenarios that spiral out of control. Learn to recognize those thought patterns. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? What's the evidence for or against it? Sometimes, just questioning those thoughts can weaken their hold on you. 3. Find your coping mechanisms. We all have different ways of dealing with stress and anxiety. Maybe it's hitting the gym, spending time in nature, listening to music, journaling, or practicing mindfulness. Figure out what works for you and make it a regular part of your routine. Think of these as your personal anxiety-busting toolkit. Keep it handy and use it when you need it. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're human, and it's okay to feel fear and anxiety sometimes. Don't beat yourself up for having these emotions. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend going through a tough time. 5. Seek support when needed. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Talk to friends, family, or a therapist if you need someone to listen, offer support, or help you develop coping strategies. There's strength in reaching out and knowing that you're not alone in this journey. Let me tell you about Sarah. She used to be terrified of public speaking. Every time she had to present at work, her heart would race, her palms would sweat, and her mind would go blank. She avoided opportunities to speak up, feeling like a shadow in meetings. But Sarah decided enough was enough. She started practicing mindfulness techniques, challenged her negative thoughts about public speaking, and gradually exposed herself to smaller presentations. With each successful talk, her confidence grew. Now, she's not only comfortable speaking in front of crowds, but actually enjoys it. See? It's all about taking those small steps, facing your fears head-on, and realizing that you're stronger than you think. So remember, managing fear and anxiety isn't about eliminating them completely. It's about learning to live with them in a healthy way. Acknowledge them. Challenge their power, find your coping strategies, be kind to yourself, and don't hesitate to reach out for support. You got this. Now go out there and rock your day, one fear-free step at a time. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing these words. Let's spread the message of courage and resilience together. Until next time, stay strong, stay positive, and keep chasing those dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.